Hello, my dear friends. It's Dr. Dawn here. I'd like to welcome you to your chakra healing and balancing meditation. And before we begin our meditation today, I'd like to take a brief and important moment to help you understand what are chakras and what are the benefits of healing and balancing them in our life. Many of you are already familiar with the seven main chakras in the body. There are more, but for the purpose of this meditation, we'll just focus on the seven major ones. They run up and down the center of your body, starting from the root chakra at the base of your torso, up to the crown of your head, running along the central meridian in the middle of your body. Each chakra has specific colors, emotions, patterns, and angelic frequencies associated with them. We will be tapping into each of these during our meditation time together today. I like to think of your chakras as your personal orchestra of energy and frequency in and around your body. These energy bodies are very important and inform our organs and systems associated with that area in which they're located. For example, your heart chakra is responsible for the health of your respiratory system, your heart, your thymus gland, whereas your root chakra is informing systems in your pelvic area, like your tailbone and sacrum, bladder, prostate, reproductive organs, and such. So chakras are vortexes of energy, and they're coming out in front and behind your body in their specific locations. They can be blocked, they can be diminished from energetic disturbances, from cords or emotions, simple thought patterns, or acquired or inherited trauma, for example. And your chakras are always communicating with your environment and the people you meet all day. They are listening and they are broadcasting. So they're feeling out a situation and they're responding. So they're acting like receivers and transmitters at the same time. Now, some people have optimal chakra communication and others have difficulty energetically communicating for various reasons. This is one reason why it's imperative to balance and clear your chakras so our interactions with others can be healthy in every way. And when your chakras are in harmony, you have broken free from old patterns and are no longer reactive, and deep energetic blocks can be cleared. You can move forward with better momentum in your life, you're happier, and you can manifest much more easily and be much more self-sufficient and resilient. Overall, you experience better energetically and verbal communication with everyone in your life, and you have healthy boundaries. So let's begin balancing our chakras today. I invite you to do this regularly and continue to unblock patterns that you've held on for a long time. Consider it kind of like taking your car in for an oil change or a car wash. You're maintaining your energy bodies for optimum efficiency. And every single chakra has an energy center quite like its own brain and has energy that comes out of it like an electromagnetic field. So let's tune up our chakras, balance them, and heal them. Okay, now I invite you, either sitting or lying down, to the best of your ability, make yourself comfortable and let's settle in. And I invite you to take three healing deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Another one, in deep through the nose and out through the mouth. And one last breath, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Bringing your awareness gently into your body, letting the outside distractions just fall away. Relax and let go. Time to tune in. Now let's engage your imagination. I would like you to see yourself standing on Mother Earth with your feet on the ground. Now extend from your root chakra the bottom of your torso between your legs, an energy column going right into the earth, right down deep into the earth center. Go deeply down. Connect with the earth's crystal core. And now bring up that energy from the earth. It might be warm, red in color, up back into your root chakra. Imagine it, let it flow up your legs and into your root chakra. Now let the root chakra fill up fully. Let the chakra take in all the energy it needs for survival, family, health, and money. And when it's complete, give thanks. Now let's move our focus to the very top of your head, to your crown chakra. I invite you to imagine a column of white light, universal energy, healing energy coming right into your crown and traveling down your spinal column to meet your root chakra. And imagine it cleaning out your root chakra. Let the beautiful white light do its work. Now starting our balancing at the root chakra. The root chakra represents stability, security, career, money, your family, a general sense of belonging, and connected also to survival instincts. Archangel Michael holds a globe of red energy here. He is with you, bringing you strength and personal stability. If you have any blocks regarding these issues, ask them to be cleared and released today, right now. You are capable of taking action and moving forward on your path. So allow yourself to feel increasing faith in your own power and security. The affirmation for the root chakra is, I have. Repeat it to yourself, I have. And now say to yourself, my first chakra is open to its perfect healthy state. I am strong, safe, stable, and secure. Archangel Michael guides and supports you in these ways. Now bring that white light up the front of your body to your next chakra, to your second chakra, the sacral chakra, where Archangel Ariel sends bright orange energy, promoting inspired creativity and comfort with your intimacy in this energetic space. Imagine the light cleansing out your second chakra and let the light do its work. This chakra represents sexuality and creativity and intimacy. If you have any rigid beliefs or have any issues about sexuality or feel blocked in your creativity, ask that all blocks be released today, right now. You can now open yourself to the emotional intimacy, and the affirmation for the sacral chakra is, I feel. Repeat it to yourself, I feel. Repeat to yourself, my second chakra is open to its perfect healthy state. I am creative and self-nurturing, becoming more comfortable with my intimacy. Now bring the light up to the next chakra, your third chakra, the solar plexus. This chakra is the color yellow and represents your personal power, your life force energy, your will, your desires, and your self-esteem. Archangel Chemuel is holding a beautiful sphere of gold and yellow light at your solar plexus, the center of your life force energy. Your life force energy is vibrating with power and resonance, and your soul is calling you to direct your energy in a focused and purposeful manner. If you have any blocks regarding your value or worth, if you feel powerless, ask this chakra to be cleansed and balanced today, right now. The affirmation for this chakra is I act. Repeat it to yourself, I act. Say to yourself, my third chakra is open to its perfect healthy state, and I radiate bright and vibrant life force energy. I feel the excitement for all that I do. Now bringing the light up to your next chakra, your heart chakra. The color of this chakra is green. Imagine that of sunshine shining through a baby new leaf. The heart chakra is the center of love we have for ourselves and for others. It represents compassion and self-acceptance as well. Archangel Raphael extends a beautiful green energy surrounded by gentle waves of pink light to your heart center. The tender vibration of Raphael reminds you to encourage yourself with compassionate self-talk and actions. If your heart is broken or you have despair or hate in your heart, ask that it be transformed and released today with the vibration of love. Meditate on increasing the light in your heart center and expanding it. Call on Raphael to bring healing and clarity to your heart chakra. The affirmation for this chakra is I accept. Repeat it to yourself, I accept. Say to yourself, my heart center is open to its perfect and healthy, joyful state. The energy of love flows through me now. I live in love. Now bring the light up to your throat chakra. And the color of this chakra is electric blue, where Archangel Gabriel holds a beautiful orb of blue light over your throat chakra. This center represents your ability of self-expression, being able to express your truth, your authentic self. If you have any issues with expression or suffer sore throats often, ask that any blockages be released today. Gabrielle is here to tell you that your soul longs to express itself. Never deny your integral value. Speak up for yourself and speak to yourself with compassion and love. The affirmation here is I express. Repeat this to yourself. I express freely. Say to yourself, my throat chakra is open and its perfect healthy state, emitting energy of freedom and self-empowerment through my expression. Now let's bring our energy of white light up to our third eye chakra in the middle of your forehead between your eyebrows. The color of this chakra is brilliant indigo. And this energy center represents your ability to see, your intuition, your clarity, your ability to make clear decisions, and to see your direction or your vision in life. Archangel Metatron brings the vibration and insight of clear thought to your third eye center. Some new perceptions are taking hold, and the clouds of confusion are clearing away. He is helping to do this right now. If you have any issues with lack of vision, ask that your third eye be cleared and blockages removed. Ask that the light open up your third eye today. Your affirmation for this chakra is I see. Repeat this to yourself. I see. Say to yourself, my sixth chakra is open to its perfect and healthy state. My personal vision guides me, and my thoughts are peaceful and clear. Now let's bring your awareness to your last chakra to balance and clear your magnificent crown, your most highest connection to the divine. This chakra is associated with bliss, with spiritual connection, your intuition, and ecstasy. Beautiful Archangel Uriel wears a brilliant crystal crown vibrating with connection to the divine. She brings great power to your seventh energy center located at the top of your head. Your assistance from spirit is great. Whether it's the presence of an ascended master, Archangel Uriel, or just a loving family member or friend, their love and willingness to assist you is always there. If you feel blocked with hopelessness or depression, ask that this healing white light clear and balance and open your crown chakra today, right now. Your affirmation with this chakra is, I know. Repeat it to yourself, I know. Say to yourself, my seventh chakra is open and in its perfect healthy state. Love and inspiration from spirit flows fully to me now. Take a deep healing breath. Wonderful, wonderful. Now that you've cleared and tuned up all your chakras, let's spin them in the right direction. Take your right hand, starting along the right side of your hips, and run your hand up the right side of your body, giving your chakras a spin. Let's do that again. Put your right hand at the bottom of your root chakra to the right. And now run your hand up the right side of your body, giving your chakras the spin. Feel them sing. See them in a perfect clockwise motion and balance. See them as a cone of light coming out from the front and from the back of each location in perfect balance. Enjoy this balance. Now on the count of three, easily, gently, let's come back to conscious awareness. One, two, three. Taking a deep breath and stretch. I invite you to balance your chakras every day. You'll feel better and stronger with this practice. Well done. Namaste, my dear friends.